Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. And I just want to say in advance that if there's any little noise in the background, it should be temporary. Some people are on their way over here to do some work for me and all that. But I want to talk about just real shortly the great things going on. You can leave it there at our organization. Okay, as we know, PGIP is an agile and innovative internship. We have all kinds of things going on and all kinds of possibilities. That's what I want everyone to know. So we're making substantial progress on many innovative projects. Some of them you know because they're in your department, and some of them you may not know about because they're in other departments, but you are free to contribute to those or work with those if it's something you're interested in. Our Cyber Range is actually happening under Murray as manager. They are building it. We had our sandbox, and now they're building the Cyber Range over it. And I want to say thank you to Soft Dev. I mean, it's really doing a lot of things, and they're going to give Olu some access, and then they're going to be cooking with fire. And I am so excited because the possibilities are endless, and we're right in the right time to prepare and then actually let people go in there and practice for those competitions. That's one of the things that the dean has dreamed for years, that we have our own space outside of, you know, PG Lafayette, not PG, but Purdue, Lafayette, and all those others that have all these millions. We have done it basically on a shoestring because we are PGIP Tech. So I'm so happy that that's happening, and it's getting tested by cybersecurity as we speak. And we also are moving towards a centralized database with the and this is analytics doing this for us, and database, thank you. And they're being led by Karen and her senior analyst, Sean. And so the thing about it is that we have all these different places that we go. You know, we go to Teams, we go to chat, we go to SharePoint, we do all these different things, you know, maybe not, well, Time Clock Wizard, all these different places. Okay, but then where do the analytics people pull the data to see how many people are actually participating? What's going on? Where are the points that we can improve and get better with that process? Somebody's mic is on. Oh, okay. I understand, Ashley. Yours has to be on. Okay. So anyway, if we get a centralized place primarily for leadership and for analytics, but the sky is the limit that we can go in and we can pull from these different areas in one central place, we can kind of wrap our minds around our, you know, our process chain and see where we can improve and where we can enhance it and get better. So this is something, once again, that we've wanted for a long time, and it's finally happening, and we're very excited about it. So thanks again, analytics and database. And then, like I said, cybersecurity. Thank you, cybersecurity. They're doing so much. They're in all these different ranges and schools and you know, trainings and all this other, a lot of it's going on. That's our biggest department. So I want to thank, you know, and Ashley is managing that, and Nate is their consultant. Okay, and so they're testing various manufacturers. But in addition to that, they are testing the Cyber Range. So that's one of those quantum teaming points, those agile points that get me so excited that how, you know, one hand, you know, washes the other hand and everything. And so we're moving toward great innovations. And of course, we have other projects under that, but these are our three big ones that I'm really excited about at this time. I'm ready, Ashley. Okay. So, all of our projects are intern innovations. If you are have, it can be something, it can be from a charter all the way up to, working in the back end in our AWS, you know, some heavy, you know, cloud networking, keep us safe kind of stuff. Okay, as an intern, I want you to understand that the difference, the major difference between the academia that you've had up until this date to right now is that we are asking for your mental innovations. We're asking for your mental diamonds. We want you to look at stuff and say, okay, this is great, but, you know, have you thought about doing this? Or this is the next step in that. Or this is the step you need to take before you take that step. You know, that kind of thing. We want you to contribute your ideas and your visions to the projects that you're in. And go to your manager, come to me or Marjorie or Marcia or whoever and say, you know, I think this needs this. What do you think? Okay, and the difference between that and the academe is that on the academic side, what you have is, I have done this. I've checked off this rubric point. What do you want me to do now? You see the subtle difference? In the academia, you don't feel like you have any room to color outside the lines. This is what the rubric asks for. I did it. Give me my grade, or tell me what I did wrong. On our side, we're asking you to come with suggestions when you get a project and then say, what do you think about that suggestion? So once again, Agile from head to toe, we're asking you to also contribute your ideas, and don't feel that you're stuck within a confine of what we told you to do. I mean, you do have to communicate it now. You just can't go off rogue, you know, but you have that room, and nobody's feelings are going to be hurt about it, because we want you to leave the internship with the confidence that your what you know about your particular field matters. Okay? And that's going to prepare you for professional success. Actually, no manager and on up or whatever, nobody wants somebody who says, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? It's kind of like trying to get your kids to clean the kitchen. You know, if you don't tell them, hey, you know, you got to wipe down the counters, you got to sweep the floor, they're not going to do it because you didn't tell them to do it. So it's that kind of thing. We don't want you like that. We want you to look at the situation and say, okay, we need to clean the floor. We need to wipe down the cabinets. We need to do all of that. Okay. So the way to incentivize that inside of yourself, so that you don't feel like, okay, I'm just making their program better, but what about me? Okay, look at it. You know, research the profession. You can go to Indeed or Monster or somewhere and find out, okay, I want to be this kind of analyst, or I want to be this kind of engineer, or whatever you want to be. Look at what the requirements are. How many of those could you do day one? How many of those have you actually experienced or you need to experience? This is the time to do it. This is the time to tell your manager, hey, you know, this is the kind of, this is where I specifically envision myself in, you know, when I graduate 3 to 5 years, whatever. Okay. So when you see those gaps, believe me, your managers can set up a project that satisfies all of our needs, the needs of PGIP, and also your needs. It could be with apps, processes, methodologies. You know, policies are a big part of what we do. And a lot of you haven't even broached that in real world, you can't just go out there and just do something. You have to write a charter or a policy so that all of us are on the same page in the company and know exactly what's to happen. And also you pass that baton to the next group of interns that are coming in. Okay, so we can create projects. We have that kind of elasticity. We're not like, you know, the course room, where it's been set, it's been written, do it that way. They did it like that before. They're going to do it like that next term. No, we have more elasticity. So utilize that while you're here, because you're going to regret it if you don't. You're going to, a month out, you're going to say, I got the degree. I did the internship, but I don't know anything. So that's on you to tell us what you need to be successful, to really walk out of here saying, I didn't know how to do this when I came in, but I do now. Okay. So somebody else's project, like what I just showed you in the last slide, that might trigger an idea about your project. They all overlap. You know, there's one major hub in IT, and then there are numerous spokes. But believe me, I don't think you're going to go to a company or a job where something you do doesn't require you to cross over to a programmer, cross over to an analyst, cross over to a database person, something. So you need to see your part in everything that we do. And as I said, you don't always have to color it within the lines if that's not going to give you the dynamic output that you want to have. We have to create new lines. Okay, so there's always a way you can assist. There should be no one in the program that feels like, I don't have anything to do. Believe me, Marjorie, I, Marcia, all the rest of us, we have things that we have been wanting done for years. And we just need the right set of circumstances and energy and innovation to get her done. Okay, even if you're just testing an app for another department, and that's not a just. Even if you're testing an app for another department, that is super important. We don't want to leave a weak note, a dirty data, or anything along the lines. We had that problem with the COVID project, and then we had to go back and retool it because we didn't have the personnel to check as we go. So we do now, and we know better, and we want to do better. Next slide, please. So we're only as good as you are. And when you get your welcome letter all the way to the end, we say what you put in is what you're going to get out. And we need you, and we hope that you need us, because I don't know where you're going to get all this technology, tools, possibilities, potentialities for free, essentially. We know you pay for the course, elsewhere. You know, all in one place that you can kind of synthesize that, integrate that in your mind, how all this stuff works together. And so part of the agile environment of this is saying, hey, I want to get my hands on that. I want to give a start at that. I mean, essentially, you can't break anything permanently. And one of the things, I don't know if you all recall Ashley's seminar, her maintenance and training, but we've said this over and over again. The good thing, a lot of times you learn more from breaking stuff than through the experience of fixing it than you do if everything is, you know, smooth all the time, seamless, no problem. Oh, we're in nirvana, you know, that kind of thing. You know, so we're not pressed about if you break something. You know, we just want you to try. We want you to get in there and learn from that. You know, please try not to get frustrated. And I know sometimes you do get up, get a cup of coffee, walk around the block. Right, Marjorie? We're going to walk around the block. We were just talking about how we need to exercise and all these different kinds of things, you know, but find and then come back to it. Don't let that uncertainty. We talk about that from the beginning of the internship. Don't let uncertainty be your nemesis. Replace that with anticipation. Okay, I didn't get it right this minute. I'm going to get up, take a walk, go back or do some research, but I'm going to win this. I'm going to get this. I'm going to learn this because it's essential that you do. And believe me, once you learn it, once you go from anticipation to entanglement, can nobody stop you? You know, it's not like you're going to forget that. It's going to go into your neural network, and we'll talk about brains another day. Okay. But if you don't see a tool in Azure, in AWS, in your particular access, that doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that we haven't given you access to it yet. And we pay for these things, so why give access if you're not using it? So the more that you reach out, the more that you are curious, the more that you come up with ideas and things that you want to do, you want to learn, you want to master, that is how you get access. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for something, believe me, we have it. We have it. You just don't have access to it yet. Okay, and so support one another. Be kind to one another. And next slide, please. So in closing, we consider you the best and the brightest. Think about it. You could have done the capstone with the rubric, with the requirement for, you know, A to A.1 each week, finish that, and gone on with your very, very smart business. Okay? But you didn't. You took a risk. You came into the internship. You wanted to roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty. Whether you knew it or not, you wanted to come in here and you wanted to be the best you can be and get the most you can get. That takes courage. That's why we think you're the best and the brightest. Okay? So think about your professional future. Okay? The academia is fine. Even the certifications are fine. Believe me, all these combinations are necessary, but you need to know how to do something. I mean, they're going to pay you. Your company's going to pay you for doing, not necessarily for just being in a corner, you know, cogging. I mean, even in Silicon Valley with the nice chairs and cushioning and tennis courts so they can think and clear their mind and defrag and come up with these great code. I mean, they need to come up with some code sooner or later. They can't just sit around and cog. They got to do. Think about leaving a legacy of ideas. When we look at something in our program, think about that Marjorie and I, and we're going to tell the interns coming behind you, we had this intern, and this intern turned our world around. It was because James was an intern. And he came to us. We were working on CentOS, one server, one AD. You know, it was just dry. We didn't have any kind of visualization or anything. He came to us and he says, why are you spending all this money on this when you can be in the cloud for 50% less than this, which means you can get a second cloud, Azure, something like that. We listened to him and look at where we are now. James will never be forgotten for that. Not only is he still here, but you know, as a leader and administrator, but it was because he came to us with his expertise, with his knowledge, and look at where we are now. So we want the same from you. Okay. Utilize the opportunities that are here. Don't take anything personally. You know, there's no judgments here. You might know more on apples and I may know more on oranges. You might know more on operational things. I might know more on strategic things, but without each other, nothing. So there are no judgments here. There's no, you know, heavy weight on letters versus, you know, letters as in PhD or MS or whatever, as there are on BS, AS, anything like that. We don't even look at that. Your manager might be getting their associates with a lot of experience, whereas you might be getting your master's with none. Okay? So we know it can be frustrating and tedious. We know that it can be scary. We know that it can be like walking into a cave. But you have a flashlight. You have a flashlight within your own mind, and you have a flashlight within us. So you keep your flashlight going. You keep your light shining. And what you see is that it's not as scary as you think. One step at a time, and then you start taking a couple of steps at a time. Before you know it, you're good at what you do. So maintain your momentum towards success, and thank you for listening. This has been Doc's Corner.